Panera. Food as it should be.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us here on a Wednesday. Hey, Mr. Ward 24, how's the weather? We dried out up there. Did we have any rain yesterday? We're starting to dry out a little bit.
Yeah, not bad. Maybe a little rain later this afternoon, but no rain today or no rain yesterday.
Good. Good, man. Glad to hear that. Starting to dry out, which we certainly needed. I want to tell you about our friends at Harbin Lumber. Speaking of drying out, I know the construction business had a few days off there late last week, maybe over the weekend. But you know that that's an issue for you because weather can be an issue. If you think about you upstate builders, remodelers, handymen, weather is one of those things. Labor is one of those things. You know, marketing is one of those things. Accounting is one of those things. You know, as far as you know, your niche and you know what you're trying to do. All those are major issues that you face every single day. You don't want to have materials being an issue. And so go ahead and eliminate that's a variable and make that a constant for you. Your materials will be delivered on time, in full, every single time. The other thing is they do there is they team with you. They work with you. They know that at Harbin Lumber, as a full-service lumber yard, they don't make it unless you make it. So they work with you to make sure you have everything you need to understand your niche in the market and what you're trying to do and make sure that you have everything. They're more efficient with your time and more efficient with your money. They know that all the time constraints, everything going on in your business. So why not team with Harbin Lumber as a full-service lumberyard? HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, HarbinLumber.com. Mr. Orr 24, I read an article yesterday from Forbes magazine. It is their annual list of the highest-paid athletes in the world. No surprise that soccer athletes – because of the worldwide fame and money. No surprise that soccer is atop this. But let me give you, and I want your reaction to some of these in here, the list of the highest paid athletes in the world for this 2019 year. Number 10, Kevin Durant and his Achilles now, $65.4 million. Did you see the GM's press conference yesterday?
Yeah, he's crying. It was embarrassing.
There's no crying in basketball.
No.
Stephen Curry is $79.9 million. LeBron James is number 8 on the list, highest paid athletes in the world, $89 million. And those are the three highest paid basketball. Only two NFL guys on this list. Aaron Rodgers, $89.3 million. Russell Wilson, $89.5 million. Number 5 on the list, the only tennis player that we have, Roger Federer. Now, he has this unbelievable apparel deal, and Roger Federer is at $93.4 million. Number 4, I'm not familiar with. He's the only guy in the top 10 I'm not familiar with, and maybe you are because you're my boxing aficionado here. Saul Alvarez.
Saul Alvarez?
Yeah. Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, yeah. You know who that is.
Yeah. I don't know. Canelo Alvarez.
You do. If you looked up Canelo Alvarez, you would recognize him. He's the Mexican boxer.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know who he is.
I'm telling you, you'd recognize him if you Googled him after this.
$94 million. He's the fourth highest paid athlete in the world.
That's a lot of money.
Now that I've set it up for you, basically told you, and I think you can guess this, and if you can't, I'll be disappointed. You know the three highest paid athletes in the world?
Messi, Ronaldo, and Neymar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Neymar at number 3 with $105 million this year. Cristiano Ronaldo at number 2 with $109 million. And Lionel Messi, that's how I pronounced it right there, The highest paid athlete in the world, $127 million. Is it just me, or am I remembering this wrong, but did Messi not play well head-to-head against Ronaldo? Did Messi kind of have not a great World Cup? And did Messi not have a great year?
He didn't have a great international year. He's still dynamite for Barcelona.
Yeah. All right. I do know this. Manchester United has not been the same since the exit of Cristiano Ronaldo. Who is the better player between the two?
That's up for debate for eternity. You could go back and forth, and I would believe both sides 10 times out of 10. It's really your particular choosing.
I'll argue Ronaldo all day long. Just head-to-head. Remember what he did head-to-head in some of those?
Sure. He's been great. He's been great. He's had international success. Won a couple of major tournaments with Portugal, whereas Lionel has not won anything with Argentina. So something to think about.
But. Yeah. Anyway, so a little bit of that. All right. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What I want to do in this hour, I'll talk some U.S. Open golf. And what I want to know is, for folks getting in the car, getting in, going into work a little bit today, or you can text us 986-1566. And Mr. Or 24, if you can, because I'm out of the studio today, can you keep an eye on our text line for this? I'd rather you call in and be a part of the show, because I have some questions for you. But I want to know if you have played Pebble Beach, if you have been to Pebble Beach, if you've been to Carmel, Monterey, I don't know, played Spyglass or Poppy Hills or Links of Spanish Bay out that way. I'd love for you to tell me about Cypress Point that you played there. But if you've been on a 17-mile drive, any of this kind of stuff, I need to know, is it as good as they say it is? I've never been. Hopefully going this December, looking forward to it, but never been. I need to know your thoughts on it, your memories of it compared to other things you've had there, just your overall impressions for it. We are going to see some beautiful scenes starting tomorrow at noon of the ocean, of the bay there, of the otters and the whales and the beach and the rocky coastline and the waves crashing in on tee boxes and on greens. And we're going to see some unbelievable stuff, Mr. Or 24.
So you just want to hear from people that have played Pebble or any courses out there and kind of get a feel for it?
Yes.
Well, we have Mike and Taylor's on hold if you want to talk to somebody that's played Pebble Beach.
Sounds great. Mike, thanks for hanging on, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Give me what I need to know about Pebble Beach. Your experience, how was it? Overrated, underrated, highlights? What do I need to know about Pebble Beach?
Absolutely incredible. It was a very surreal visit. It's like playing, if you've ever played Augusta for the first time, you just kind of can't believe you're there. My story real quick is, and I actually called in and told you and Roy Philpott this story last summer, but the company I worked for, we had a reward trip out to Carmel, and I was fortunately one of the people in the company that got to go. My wife got to go. Of course, she had to buy a whole bunch of new clothes, and so I had to retaliate. I went and bought a brand new Clemson bag. I bought a new set of those Cobra irons that are the same length, which was a mistake. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But we get up to the resort, and we were supposed to play Spanish Bay and Spyglass. So we get out there to the resort, we check in. The president of the company taps me on the shoulder when I'm checking in. He says, "Mike, we got an issue with the golf." I said, "Oh, Lord, what is it?" He said, "We're not going to be able to play Spanish Bay. We're going to play Pebble instead." I'm thinking, "Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. This trip couldn't get any better." So we get out there the next day, and you go to the driving range to warm up, right? And they got the clock there. And it's just one of those iconic things in golf. And so my brother, who played high school golf with me, so I FaceTime him, and the first thing he sees is that clock on the driving range. He says, "Where are you?" And I said, "You're not going to believe this. I'm at Pebble Beach on the driving range. We're getting ready to play." He hung up on me. So we get out there, and we start playing. And it's one of these days. It's 75 degrees and sunshine. And then we tee off on number one, and you just kind of can't believe you're there. And I don't think you've ever been there, right? I think you told me you haven't been there yet, right?
I've not been there.
Okay, bucket list, do it before you die. You got to do it. You got to do it. So we get out there, we tee off, we go start going around the holes, and then we get onto the holes on the peninsula. The weather, the temperature drops about 5 or 10 degrees. There's little mist coming in, sunshine. It is absolutely a beautiful day. I get up on number six, par five, and unfortunately, I hit a pretty good drive. It's on the right-hand side of the fairway. Then I take a hybrid, and I get up on top of the near the green in two, so I'll par that one. And then I get to number seven. And I've got a sleeve of Titleist golf balls with Tiger paws on them. Man, I peppered around that green. I couldn't hit that green if I had thrown the golf ball.
So now, some people can throw it, right? I mean, it's 100 yards. What was the wind doing there?
The wind wasn't too bad. A little bit of a wind going from right to left. But, man, you're right. It's a very short hole, but you get on. It's just iconic. You really, the whole time, I could not believe I was there. It was just so surreal. And so, you know, I'll make an eight or something on that hole. But I was just glad to be there and glad to have a shot at four or five times to put on the green. In fact, I had my partner FaceTime my father-in-law, so my father-in-law could watch me hit on number seven, on the tee on number seven.
How about that?
So that was incredible. But I'll tell you this, and coming up on 18 was beautiful. Now, I think on 17, I think I made a par. So I saw the plaque, I think, where was it, Watson chipped in, I believe?
Yes.
Years ago. And I hit my tee shot on number 17, and for kicks and grins, I backed up across the road where Nicholas hit his one iron just to see how far I can get it. Of course, I couldn't get it anywhere close to the way he did. But that was fun. And then we got on number 18. Everybody was taking pictures. It was absolutely beautiful. But I'll tell you this, one quick thing about kind of going back to Clemson. The number of people that came up to me and said, hey, you're a Clemson fan. I said, yes, I am. Went to Clemson, played for Clemson back in the late 70s. And they said, well, you know, I've got these friends of mine that go there, and they're taking me there, you know, for a football game this fall. Mickey, I had probably 15 or so people come up to me, and this was, of course, last summer, and come up to me and just talk about the branding of the paw and how recognizable that is. But that was neat in itself. But I tell you, back to the course, it was a beautiful day. The weather was gorgeous. The next day, it was 20 degrees cooler and raining. So I hit it at the right time. Now, I tell you this, it was $4.99 to play.
Man, now let me ask you: Did your boss pull the old okie doke on you, the good okie doke? But did he know it the whole time and waited at the last point to tell you, or did it really truly did things change?
No, I think it was a last minute thing, but he knew a couple of days ahead of time.
How cool, man! What a great guy!
All the ones that signed up to play golf, he didn't tell us until we got there, so we can tell us in person.
I have one other piece of good news for you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Now it's 550 to play. So, hey, you know, you played under 500.
That's right. Well, it didn't cost me anything. It was on the company. But man, I got, you know, a couple of sleeves of balls. I got the memorabilia from the golf shop. And it was just, again, one of those moments in your life, like the birth of your child, your wedding. And by the way, congratulations on your son. And listen, I was 42 and 45 when my kids came along. And I got three words of advice for you with a little boy. Star Wars Legos.
All right. I'm in. I'm going to the store today. I'll be the Lego guy today. I'm going to go buy every single one that they have for the little fellow today. That's really cool.
I got you. But anyway, it was one of those incredible trips.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. I can't wait to watch the next few days, buddy. And thanks again for coming on with us.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye.
All right. Zach Gore, Mr. Or 24.
Sir.
I have this for you right now. Golf rates at Pebble Beach. If you are just the resort rate, now you had to stay at the resort to play now, $550. a non-resort, you get $550, and then you got to pay $45 for a cart. A caddy is $95 per bag. A four caddy is $47.50 for three players, and rental clubs are about $95. So let's go ahead and part it up. $550. If you're staying at the inn, now the lodge at Pebble Beach, this is what's going to hurt you a little bit right now. And this is not this week. This is just a normal rates here, okay? If you're staying there in, let's say, well, this time of year, here we go, through 2000, April. Yeah, right now, here you go. One bedroom at the lodge, $940 for a garden view, $990 a night for a fairway one view, $1,000 a night for a fairway view, $1,100 for partial ocean view, a partial ocean view with fairway view, $1,200 a night. The garden spa, $1,200 a night. The suite, the Fremont suite is $2,400 a night. The Vizcaino suite, $2,650. The Colton suite, $2,950. The Sloat suite, $3,050. A one-bedroom cottage suite, $3,100. A two-bedroom cottage suite, $4,440 a night. Mr. Orr, 24. Three-bedroom cottage suite, $5,690 a night. And for a four-bedroom cottage suite right now, Pebble Beach, $6,940 a night. Going to eliminate me from those. I do have some good news for you, though. A package right now, staying at the lodge at Pebble Beach, playing Spanish Bay, Spyglass Hill, and Pebble Beach, just $2,825. Not bad. So just pennies right now. Just $2,800 for two nights and three rounds of golf there.
Where are you staying in December?
I don't know yet, man. A guy, one of my best friends in the world, has invited me, and I don't know all the details yet, but it's going to be great. And he won it in a charity type trip, which is the only way I could afford to go. So we're looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait to do the show out from Monterey, California. It's going to be great. You know, we do this all the time here on the show now. I give you the 12 golfers who can win but won't, and I give you one of the 12 that will win. We'll do that when we return. Also, CBS Sports has their ranking the field 1 through 25, and they give you 9 players who will win. So we'll get both of those lists, getting ready for the 100th anniversary of Pebble Beach, getting ready for the USGA and the United States Open out at Pebble Beach. And weather still, it looks like it's going to be great. I'll give you a weather forecast after a short break also. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you and your next mortgage. Save money on your mortgage every month so you can afford to go out and play Pebble Beach. See what I did there? See? Prime Lending wants to help you out. Prime Lending has great people, local people helping you. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. The beautiful rates they have right now, the beautiful idea of saving money right now. We talk about all these scenes at Pebble Beach. How about that beautiful bank account, and how about that beautiful automatic draw being lower? What a great idea. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins and his awesome people are going to take care of you. Structure a loan individual for you and your family that makes all the sense in the world for you and your family. It all starts with a phone call. It all starts with a conversation. Let them sit across from you locally here in the upstate of South Carolina, PrimeLendingSC.com. A break. We'll come back, break down the field at Pebble Beach and the U.S. Open right after this.
Oh, the air is so stale in your car, dear.
I'm gagging.
Still able to speak, though. Don't you want fresh air for Granny's little darlings? All that dirt and odor outside gets into your car and into their precious lungs.
Well, you can't always choose what gets into your car.
Block and control odors in your car with the power of Febreze and Purolator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters. Find your retailer at pureoil.com.
Do you know about Febreze, dear? It helps if your smells like a thrift store.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 906- Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
For nearly 25 years, the Husqvarna Auto Mower has been the number one best-selling auto mower worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends again and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. It's that simple. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers, and they've been making happy homeowners for years with the entire line of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Trust the experts at Easy Lawn and Garden and the ingenuity of Husqvarna Auto Mowers, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. It's Easy Lawn and Garden, veteran and family-owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, heading into downtown Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here. Our friends over at Carolina Heating know that heat is something you can't have in the summertime. We're going to have a very hot summer next week brings in. We welcome in summer, and they want to make sure that you are caught up and get that factory fresh update and getting everything you need as far as making sure your machine is running more efficiently, running, making your power bill lower at Carolina Heating and CarolinaHeating.com. If it does go out, 24 emergency service, 24/7 service, let them take care of that for you. 232-5684, 232-5684. Don't be dripping sweat inside your own home. Make sure that your machine doesn't break down. Make sure it runs more efficiently. Make sure your power bills are lower with our great friends over at Carolina Heating. It's CarolinaHeating.com. Again, 232-5684. All right, Zach, I still want phone calls. If you've been to Pebble Beach, played Pebble Beach, done 17-mile drive, what do we need to know? My friend Dave said that they went out and did a tour of 17-mile drive and the golf course and all. Said the girl in the pro shop was from Simpsonville and got 30% off, which is great, which is always pretty cool. But I want to know your Pebble Beach stories. Somebody out there's made a hole in one at number 7, or somebody out there's equaled 18 or whatever it might be. So great stuff there. While we do that, Zach, also text and keep an eye on that for me if you can, or on text line 986-1566. I have 25 guys. Now, this is the ranking the top 25 according to CBSSports.com. This is Kyle Porter, one of their golf writers, and he ranks the field 1 through 25. And let me give you this list right now for tomorrow. These are the 25 favorites, according to CBSSports.com. They give you Phil Mickelson at number 25, a guy who's finished second an awful bunch. I have him on one of my lists. I'll tell you about the rest of my list later on. Sergio Garcia. See, I like Sergio in this as well, because even though Sergio has not played well as of late, Sergio Garcia is a great ball striker. And I think, you know, wind, and I'm not sure, you know, the Poana greens out there, putting's a big factor there. I think ball striking on these small greens will be very, very important. Henrik Stenson, he'll pound at 3-wood all day. They rank him at number 23. I kind of like that pick. I can see that. John Rahm at 22. Man, he can power the ball through some of the wind there. Patrick Reed at 21. He's played well in the U.S. Opens, but not played all that well this year. His iron play has not been very well this year, according to CBS Sports. An interesting pick is Jason Day. Jason is... if he's healthy, he's got the game to win. Not sure how healthy he is. Not sure if he can stay healthy. But Jason Day is an interesting pick. Paul Casey, someone who did not play very well at Augusta, who has played well throughout the rest of the season, he's got an awful lot to prove there. Tony Finau's name is being brought up an awful lot. So Finau is the number 18 player, according to this list. Webb Simpson is number 17. A former U.S. Open champion, Hideki Matsuyama, number 16. I don't see either of those guys in contention. I like Adam Scott as a pick here at number 15, in that no one will strike the ball any better than Adam Scott. However, he just can't putt it in the ocean. And I wonder, you know, there's an old adage out there saying that bad greens are equalizers for bad putters. I don't know. Maybe the Poana works in his favor this week. I do like the Francisco Molinari pick. He's played great in majors in the last 12 months. Brent Snedeker, I'm not sure, strikes it well enough. They pick him at number 13. Matt Kuchar at number 12. Ricky Fowler at number 11. Maybe it's just Fowler's turn. I keep saying that about he's played well enough to win a few majors, hadn't won one yet. Maybe he hits it well enough. Putter certainly will be there. Justin Rose, I like that pick an awful lot. A guy that won in 2013. Justin Thomas, is he healthy? They rank him at number 9 on CBSSports.com. Rory McIlroy, number 8. Can he win in back-to-back weeks? No one's driving the ball like Rory McIlroy. An interesting pick is someone that I'm going to tease you right now, is in one of my two lists for guys that can win but won't, but guys that will win. Jordan Spieth, playing a little better as of late. They rank him number 7. They rank Tiger Woods, number 6. They rank Tommy Fleetwood, number 5, played very well in last year's U.S. Open. Patrick Cantlay, who did not play there in the withdrew earlier in the year from Pebble Beach, but still has played very well as of late. California kid. Cantlay at number 4. I love Xander Schauffele's pick at number 3. I picked him at the PGA, and he did not win there. And then the top 2, obviously, and I think two guys that will be there on Sunday afternoon. Dustin Johnson, number 2. And Brooks Koepka, number 1. Not too hard to pick those two guys and their ball striking ability. I think this thing comes down to ball striking, controlling it, hitting on the correct side, iron play because of setting up, because of great driving play there at Pebble Beach. Let me go down to Columbia, South Carolina, where Gabriel checks in with us. And I know he has played Augusta National as well. Hey, good morning, Gabriel. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. I didn't know you guys played Pebble Beach, though.
Yeah, man. Let me say, Mick, I'm a first-time, long-time. So I listen every morning and never called in. So, man, it's an honor to be with you on the radio this morning.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Always a pleasure.
So, yeah, my dad took Angela and I out to play Pebble for our 25th birthday. So we went out there, and it was also kind of a getaway. My mom had passed away a few months before, and so he kind of took us out there to get away from that and celebrate our 25th birthday. And we played Pebble and Spyglass, and it was awesome.
All right, give me some highlights.
The highlights are obviously the par three number seven, which everybody knows about at Pebble, is unbelievable. Just the backdrop and the scenery and the whole course is unbelievable, but it gets really heightened at number seven. The biggest thing I think that I always remember that I didn't realize is we finished our round. We played on July the 15th. I'll never forget it. It was July the 15th. It's 100 degrees in Columbia. And it was probably in the mid-70s out there. And thought it was a good weather day. Didn't think much about it. But we got finished with our round, and they kept commenting about how awesome of a weather day we had out there. And to us, we just thought it was probably a normal California day. But you just never know how the weather's going to be in that San Francisco area, especially in the summertime. So we had great weather. The round was fantastic. Of course, we used caddies, and their knowledge was unbelievable. But it just was just taking in the views and the scenery. It was I can't say enough good things about it.
That's awesome. And I haven't asked anybody this so far. How is Spyglass? Everybody talks about Pebble. How is Spyglass?
Yeah. See, Spyglass doesn't get, I think, a lot of the credit it deserves. It was incredible. So the cool thing was that the locals out there at Spyglass, they call it the first six and the last 12. But the first six holes are on the ocean. The last 12, you never see the ocean, which was really kind of a cool thing. A weird thing, but a cool thing. But the one thing I always remember about Spyglass is just the amount of deer and animals that would just walk around the fairway in the middle of while you're playing. It was incredible.
Yeah. A different place. They say that God designed Pebble Beach. You know, we give credits for golf course designers, but because of the out there in the cliffs and seeing how the holes just kind of meander. Now, they have changed a little bit. Number five has changed, but they say that God has created, or God is one who designed Pebble Beach through it all. But just really, we'll see some beautiful scenes coming up. Hey, now that you played it, will you watch it differently this time now when the U.S. Open is there, knowing, hey, this is where I hit it, or I saw that hole, or I remember that tee shot?
Of course, Mickey. I tried to do the same thing in 2010 when they played there, and I'll definitely do the same thing this weekend. And I think one thing I'll say about the golf tournament this weekend is I think with as much, I guess, criticism as the USGA has gotten in the last couple of years, along with the fact that these guys, most of these guys have played this golf course multiple times, I think you're going to see lower scores than you normally would in a U.S. Open. That's just my opinion. But I think that most of them are pretty familiar with it. Most of them play that AT&T. And combined, I don't think the USGA is going to set it up to be as brutal as they have in years past. And so I think we're going to see some lower scores than we're used to seeing.
It would not surprise me one bit to see. And the other thing is the weather is pretty benign. I'm going to give us a weather update here in a second. The weather, it looks like it will be pretty benign out that way. So that's a big deal. I hope that they set the golf course up where if the guys shoot low, they shoot low. If the weather doesn't cooperate, then they shoot low. That's fine. But you're right about the weather, man, because it can turn, and we've seen that. We've hardly heard people talk about that, but that'll be a big factor. Hey, man, I appreciate you sharing, Gabe. Always good to hear from you, man. Hey, it's the first time you heard Carl on the show. You're not a rookie anymore. You got to call more often.
Well, I'll say this, Mickey. I don't know after I drop this on you. I don't know if anybody's going to want me to call back because I'm totally being that guy sitting here talking about Pebble, and I fly out Monday night for St. Andrews in Scotland. So I'm going to call back and report back from Scotland. So I'm being that guy right now, so your listeners probably don't want to hear from me again. But I'm going to chip back with you in a couple weeks when we get back and report on some Scottish links golf.
All right, tell me this. What all do y'all have set? You know where you're playing? You have everything set up?
Yeah, everything's set up. So Angela and Dad and I are heading out Monday night. And so we're staying in St. Andrews the entire week, and we're staying right on the 18th hole, actually. We're playing the old course. Obviously, we're playing the old course. We're playing Carnoustie. And played a couple local courses in St. Andrews, too. A place called King's Barns that everybody raves about. Every single hole is on the ocean. In fact, it's got King's Barns. I'd never heard of it before I started researching all this, but it's been voted the number one course by tourists like the last 7 years to Scotland. So the old course, Carnoustie, King's Barns, and actually the new course as well. So.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, well, we expect to hear from you. I can't wait to hear from you. Man, you guys have an awesome trip. And call us when you get back because I want to hear all about it.
Will do, man. Thanks a lot.
How about that? How about that, Mr. Orr 24? Oh, boy, we had a little Pebble update, a little Monterey Peninsula update, and then he's going over to St. Andrews over there.
That doesn't sound like a bad existence right now. Good for him.
No, he enjoys it. That doesn't suck. I can tell you that. Great news for the competitors at the U.S. Open. Weather-wise, I gave you this yesterday. I give it to you again today because things can change. But all 3 days, lows, low 50s for the lows, low 60s for the high. Thursday 60, Friday 60, Saturday 60, Sunday 63. Only a 10% chance of rain every single day. That's not changed. And the winds, westerly to northwesterly winds at 9 to 11 miles an hour. I'm sure there'll be some gusts out there, but only 9 to 11 miles an hour is a pretty good deal. There seems to be a beautiful break. It seems like Mother Nature is going to cooperate. And again, now this changes from day to day, and the weather at Pebble Beach will be a major factor, no doubt about that. But it looks like that the guys get a tremendous break when it comes to the weather. And it looks like the golf course will be set up, looks like we could have some really good scoring, at least scoring environment coming up for that. Let me do that. Well, we need to take a break. We'll come back. The friends of ours at CBS Sports have given us the 9 guys who can win. I'm going to give you 12. I'm going to give you 12 who can but won't, and then I'll give you the 12, one of the 12 winners, including probably 3 surprises for you, Zach. So I'm looking forward to that. Your phone calls. Again, if you've been to Pebble, I want to hear your highlight. I want to hear your impressions of it, what you look for, because it's just an iconic venue. Maybe the second most memorable golf course in the world. One of the top 3 or 4 at least. And it'd be a great setting coming up with primetime golf coming up tomorrow. Before we take a break, I'll tell you about our friends over at Trail, TREHEL.com. Well, the thing about Trail, I can tell you, is that at any point in time in your where you are in your project, they can come in. They would rather do it at the beginning because that way you get to maximize what they do and how they do it. That way you can take full advantage and save the most and get it done on time and under budget. But if you're having problems, if you've second opinions are always important. You're going to spend a bunch of money doing this, and it's a very, very vital thing that you're doing anyway in building this next building. Not your single-family home, but anything else they can take care of for you. So why not get a second opinion? Why not see, maybe it's not going great for you right now. Maybe you're not having the kind of communication that you'd like to have. Maybe the budget doesn't look right to you. Maybe there's some... Maybe the relationships aren't there and there's some friction and it's not going like you thought it would go, then at any point in time in your process, in your project, call Trail for a better building experience. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. More U.S. Open talk after a short break after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Jamie here from Plum Home Decor and Gift Boutique in downtown Easley. It's wedding and graduation season. Don't get stuck bringing in a boring, thoughtless gift card. Get them something unique that they'll remember from Plum. We carry wines, lighting, rugs, jewelry, men's gifts, serveware, pottery, and fun accessories for everyone and every occasion. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Plum on Main or call us at 864-671-6153. We'll see you soon. Go Tigers!
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Mickey Pollard here. Did you know summer's hot and humid days lead to bacteria, dust, and allergens in your home? Call Zero Res to keep your family safe this summer. They clean everything from your carpets to area rugs, tile and grout, upholstery, and air ducts. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name. Call Zero Res for a free estimate at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon, scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new Madagascar vanilla cold brew. All made 100% clean and ready to go with rapid pickup at the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be.
Father's Day is here, and Craft Stove Store has all you need for him. The Big Green Egg is the ultimate Father's Day gift, and we have special Father's Day sale packages for all sizes. If Dad already has an egg, the Craft Stove Store and Patio has oodles of egg accessories. The all-stainless steel Orion smoker will smoke 6 racks of ribs in 1 hour and 15 minutes. The perfect smoker, only $159.95. All this at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
June 9th through the 15th is National Flag Week. Veteran-owned Easley Lawn and Garden reminds you to fly and maintain the flag with respect and honor. Millions have served and kept us free under the red, white, and blue. God bless America. From your friends at Easley Lawn and Garden.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, one of the great things about the U.S. Open, Zachor, is that it ends on Father's Day, and right now I have some great deals for you about Father's Day. Actually, I have 5 things to tell you about Father's Day at Katichi. Number one, if you're looking for a great Father's Day present at Katichi, one of the just beautiful places you get over at Katichi, you get the round of golf for your dad for only $40. Right now, you can get Dad a Father's Day pass book, 5 rounds for $200. Right now, you can have a Father's Day stay-and-play special going on. You get a night and one of their beautiful suites there, that's luxurious suites, and a round of golf. That's normally $254, now for just $165. Right now, speaking of golf, you can have a golf lessons or series of lessons, 3 golf lessons for just $195. That's normally $240 for Father's Day special at the Ledbetter Academy and Jeff Gotham there. They're going to drop that down for a great Father's Day special, 3 lessons for $195. And finally, if your dad is not a golfer, Katichi offers other things like fly fishing lessons. They provide the equipment, and each lesson is an hour and a half. 2 lessons right now for $100. What a great deal from our friends over at Katichi and Father's Day. Father's Day, if you hadn't got Dad the big Father's Day gift yet, if he's a fisherman or if he's a golfer, it's a great deal at Katichi, CATECHEE.com. During the break, Zachor, I want to run two quick non-golf notes by you and get your thoughts on this really fast. Number one, did you see, it just came across Twitter, or didn't just come across, but Southern Cal has officially released the fact that Brew McCoy is back at Southern Cal now. Southern Cal to Texas now, he's back at Southern Cal. Remember we followed the story of this 5-star player But it is official. Signed, sealed, delivered. He's back at Southern Cal now. You see this?
No, geez. No, I did not see that.
That's for this week. We'll see where he is next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you something interesting. You follow Major League Baseball. You know the power of the home run. You know the power of the strikeout. Tim Kurkjian has an interesting tweet this morning, and it goes to show you how the game has changed, how strikeouts and home runs now and walks are all we see. How about this very interesting stat? 45 times this season, a player has hit a home run and struck out three times in the same game. The record is 105 times from 1917. It happened 104 times in 2018. So already in this season, 45 times you hit a home run and strike out three times in a game. I think that's about all you need to know about where Major League Baseball is right now. But pretty interesting stat there. Your thoughts on that stat?
Yeah, baseball is a different game than it was 20, 30 years ago, whatever you want to point out, whatever time frame. It's just different now. And yeah, the sooner we accept that and stop banging our heads against the wall, the more enjoyable the product's going to be.
Well,
and to be honest with you, it's easy as that.
I know, but like, one of the great things about going to a baseball game is the most exciting play in all of baseball is a triple. One of the most exciting aspects of baseball is defense and seeing these guys make these unbelievable diving stops and these unbelievable throws, which we're not putting the ball in play anymore, so we don't really see that. And I will tell you this. I had a very interesting question hurled at me Saturday night. I went over to watch the horse race with some friends Saturday night, and a baseball aficionado and a big baseball Clemson baseball fan and really a big baseball fan altogether asked me this question. Forever, we've talked about the five-tool player, right? Hit for average, hit for power, throw, run, and defense, right? The five-tool player.
Mm-hmm.
He said, will we ever start talking about the six-tool player? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, hitting against the shift, like the guy who can hit against the shift. And I made the statement here, and tell me where you think I'm wrong. I think the shift will go away in the next 5 years. One of the questions that was asked to me Saturday night was, hey, do you think we'll outlaw the shift? And I said, no, we won't, because I truly believe that players at the highest levels, Major League Baseball and college baseball being the two, or professional baseball, because I think you can go down to all the single A, double A, triple A's as well. I think that the players will eventually make adjustments. And I think that players will get tired, and baseball people will get tired of guys hitting 227 by rolling the ground ball over and hitting to a shift, when we will start to teach guys, or the guys will make adjustments to start hitting the ball the opposite way again, and the shift, we will force the defense out of the shift. So in other words, instead of saying legally we're going to take the shift away from you and change the rules, I think that the players will make the adjustment, and all of a sudden batting averages will get back up to 270, 280, 290, and 300, because players will say, hey man, if you're going to give that to me, I'm going to take advantage of it. Agree or disagree?
Listen, it's already happening, and if you've paid attention, you've been seeing that a little bit this season already. Last night was an example, and the real reason I'm talking about it, because I watched the game. Gary Sanchez last night, the guy who has 20 home runs in the season right now, most by a Yankees catcher before the All-Star game since Yogi Berra, ever heard of him. And Gary last night is in a 3-2 count with a man on first and second, and a pitch comes out. He sees the pitch. It seems like he starts to swing, recognizes it, and then takes the ball the other way because the shift was on and all this kind of stuff, and it was situational hitting. You're seeing that already. I think it never really went away completely. We just saw a rise in strikeouts and you know, the home runs and guys trying to do that, and people grossly over-exaggerated the demise of baseball. But now that we're seeing a couple of guys go the other way, it's all going to be okay, and we're going to tuck into beds at night and sleep soundly.
I'm not saying the demise of baseball.
You've been hammering this drum for months now, actually years now, that baseball isn't what it should be, and we need to do something about it. They strike out too much, and I can't believe that someone has ever struck out looking on the called third strike pitch. I never did that in my entire career playing baseball.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. It's the same old tired stuff, and I don't know why we keep doing it when baseball is still a great product. It's still a good product. It's not like the sport isn't dying and failing, like it's been pointed out the last couple of months.
I would say that me pointing out is not the problem. The guys that refuse to choke up and put the ball in play a little bit and actually, you know, don't strike out 175 times in a year. That's the issue, not me pointing it out. Don't kill the messenger.
They're still hitting home runs at an unprecedented rate and driving in runs all the time. I mean, it's not like these guys aren't producing. You're completely ignoring the analytical side of baseball right now, aren't you?
Well, it depends at what level. At the major league level, I think the analytics might show that. But the problem is at the college level, and we asked Bradley Leacroy about it. We'll ask him about it tomorrow. He goes, look, we are still not good enough at the college game to know that the ground ball is an automatic out. And that we still want to put the – or we should want to put the ball in play rather than strike out 18 times in a game. A team – we saw Clemson this year do it. What was it, 18 strikeouts? Whereas those are 18 times. Look, we see guys boot ground balls all the time or boot throws all the time and make errors, and that might be the one that starts the beginning. And who knows? I think that we will see that. You've already said it. We've already seen guys start to adjust to it a little bit already. And so – I don't see the point in legally or outlawing a shift when players can. We talk about policing themselves. I think the players are policed that themselves.
Is it fair to talk about baseball on different levels, right? To talk about Major League Baseball on a different conversation than it is talk about the college baseball game?
Sure.
Because
sure,
it's different, as you just mentioned with Bradley Leacroy. It is a different game.
No doubt. That's why it's even more important at the college game, because there are more mistakes that are being made than what you see at the major league level. A ground ball in the major league game right now, that's an out, man. And I don't know, there are percentages that tell you that, and analysts that tell you that, but you hit the ball on the ground in the majors right now, man, you're out. That's not the case in college baseball as of yet. All right, let me give you this. I've got a few minutes to give this to you. Every major now, and we've been right so far. In the Masters, with Tiger Woods winning, he was one of our 12 that would win the golf tournament.
Did you do 12 every time? I thought we did more for the Masters.
Well, here's what we did. We did 24. We did 12 guys who could win but won't. So we eliminated everybody but 24 players. Then we broke it down in two different areas. 12 guys who could win but won't, and I have those guys here. And then for the U.S. Open, 12 guys who could win who could win and would win. And Brooks Koepka and Tiger Woods were a part of that 12th. And that's not hard. I'm not bragging on that. That's not very hard. But 156 players. I've got it down to 24. Mr. Orr, 24. Here are the 12 guys who can win but won't. Ready?
See.
Sergio is a good enough ball striker, but Sergio's not played very well. Henrik Stenson drives it well enough there, but driving is not the single most important thing that you have there. Jason Day, I'm not sure, has been in contention enough in majors as of late. I like him. I wanted to move him over on this list, but I had a couple surprises on there, and I couldn't do it, and I'm limiting myself to 12. Paul Casey, everybody said could win the Masters, and then he missed the cut. Paul Casey is as hot as anybody, and he's played well at Augusta in the past. I have Tony Finau on this list. What's that?
He's played well at Pebble in the past or Augusta in the past?
Casey's played well at Pebble in the past.
Pebble, okay.
Tony Finau is a guy that can win the golf tournament. I'm just not sure if he's ready to kick the door in. At some point in time, he's going to win a major. I'm not sure he's ready to kick that door in yet. Adam Scott, too many times, the three-footer, the four-footer, the five-footer, six-footer, his putting is just atrocious, and he can't win it. I don't think Snedeker hits it good enough to win. Matt Kuchar, for some reason, he'll be in contention. I don't think he'll win. I had Cantlay on my original list that one of the 12 that will win, but his whole attitude about how tough it is, I think he's beat himself up before he went. The video really ticked me off here. I don't like that. Webb Simpson has played well in big events recently, including winning the U.S. Open. I don't think he will win. And Bryson DeChambeau, I've got in the list right now of the guys who will not win. Finally, and I keep putting this guy on this list of guys who can win but won't. Until John Rahm wins one, I'm going to put him on this list. I think that he can win, but I don't think he will. I think the temperament might hold him back there. So we're down now to 12 guys, Mr. Orr, 24, who will win the golf tournament. No surprise, Tiger Woods is on that list. No surprise, Brooks Koepka is on the list. No surprise that Dustin Johnson, and I really think Dustin might win the thing at this time. Justin Thomas, if healthy, I've got him on the list. You know Xander, I'm a big Xander Schauffele guy. I think this golf swing is amazing. Fleetwood has played well in the U.S. Opens in the past. He's in top form right now. Rory is in top form right now. I've got him on the list. Justin Rose is certainly on that list. I include Ricky Fowler on this list. I think Fowler is very close to breaking through. I've got him right now as one of the 12 who can win. And three surprises for you. You know, I kind of like to go out on a limb a little bit. I think Jordan Spieth has kind of figured it out slightly. And I think I put Jordan Spieth in a list of guys that can win this golf tournament. Because it's ball striking, I put Louis Oosthuizen. I don't know if there's a better golf swing than what Oosthuizen will bring to the table. He's not a great putter. Again, small greens. I think ball striking will be a major part of that. I'm not sure that he has a short game to win it. But speaking of short game, and because I'm starting to warm up to him a little bit, starting to like him a little bit now, because he's played well there in the past, is it time now to put Phil Mickelson on the list of guys that will win the U.S. Open? I've got him on the list now. It's one of the final times he could do this, but because he's played well at Pebble, because there's a little bit of karma in there, and because he's got that brilliant short game, I've got Phil Mickelson on the list. Those are the 12 that can win. Quickly, Tiger, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Fleetwood, Spieth, Rory, Rose, Ricky Fowler, Oosthuizen, and Phil Mickelson are the 12 I have that can win or that will win the U.S.
Open. Can you give me your top three quickly in 4 seconds?
Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods.
Hour three, right after this. There.